good.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm still doing
Yes.
great. Nothing
Oh,
has changed.
that's wonderful. I mean, you
Okay.
never know within a few minutes.
It could happen.
Possible.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. It's true.
Seriously, all of it. Okay, so we caught up the last time. Do you have anything else that you would like to catch up on, or shall I just jump into this question?
I don't think so off the top of my head. If something comes up, I'll let you know on your end. Unless you want to talk about TV. We usually
Oh
talk
yeah,
about
do you
TV and
have
we
any
haven't
TV
talked
that
about.
you've been? So
Well,
I finished watching The Woman in the Window yesterday. Loved
okay.
it. It was
I
not
don't
better
know
than the
what that
book.
is. I
Oh,
feel like maybe you did tell me and I don't remember.
you might like it.
Sorry.
Okay, so like I was gonna tell you, so like sometimes you remind me of Amy Adams and she's in this movie.
Oh my
And
gosh.
yeah, like her,
Wow.
but like not
Really?
her character in this movie, but like some like her personality. I've watched interviews with her and like sometimes you all have similar mannerisms. So yes,
Wow,
and
how so? Okay, I have to look at this.
yeah, well, she's in this movie, but like she's not this movie, but like the movie's good. Thumbs up on the movie. It's based on a book. We actually read the book for book club, but like I don't know if you came to that one, but you'd love it. It's like a
No, but I
thriller.
did read the book for
Oh, okay.
next month, at which
Okay.
I really
Wait,
liked, and
Class
I
in Lee
think
Land?
you would, yes,
Okay, yeah,
I
I've got
think
to
you would
download
like it
it.
too.
Awesome.
I don't know
I
what
have
it
it
would
from the
be like to
library.
listen to versus reading it, honestly,
Well, maybe I'll
because
read it then. I'm gonna get it from the library
yeah,
either
because you
way.
know what? It's really easy to read because it's actually written by a poet.
Oh, okay.
And
That's
so
like
it's kind
nice.
of written in poem style. So it looks super long, but it's because literally, like, there's like only 20 lines of like words on each page because she just writes it like a poem and they're short. So it goes by really quick and it's actually like a really good story. I like how it came together at the end. I mean, maybe I wasn't sure where it was going to go, but I did really like it personally.
Awesome. I'm excited. I'm going to start reading it. Well, whenever I figure out what the day for that book club is, I'm going to read it close to the day because I can't read it too far in advance because I forget. Like, I've already read The Silent Patient and I had to read it again so that I could remember.
Oh yeah, is that this Sunday or was it last Sunday? Is
I
it
think it's
tomorrow?
tomorrow. Yeah, I think
Okay,
it's
yeah.
tomorrow.
I just was like, because I was moving, I'm like,
You're
no,
like,
I'm not doing
like,
that.
I'm not going to make that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a handyman coming over, which is amazing because it's really hard to find a handyman right now. Let me tell you, everybody,
They're
like
booked.
any house related things, because everybody's buying, it's very difficult to get anything done. So
Yep.
I kind of convinced him to come, and I feel bad because he like was saying he has trouble saying no, and he works all the time. But I'm like, yep.
But don't you want
That's
to come
great.
anyway?
Come.
Yeah. Come on over. Don't say no.
I need stuff done. So, yeah.
Well, let me know how that goes. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm excited too, although I'm not excited to pay money for it, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's
It's
nice though
needed.
once it's done. Like if it's done, it's
Yeah.
done, and hopefully you
By the
won't have to do it
way,
again for a
you know,
while.
I know we talked about one of the issues, which was like a venting issue. And what you told me you got quoted is way more than what I've been told by other people. So,
Oh, good.
he is looking at it and I can let you know. I don't know if you've had someone do the work
No,
yet.
we totally have somebody come do it for downstairs and upstairs.
Oh,
So
you
that's.
did. And it was, oh, wait, you had to, was that the full quote then for downstairs and upstairs? Maybe
Yes.
that's why.
And
Okay. Because
in
I
our
only have,
kitchen too.
oh, okay. That makes sense.
So they
Okay.
didn't do any of it. So we
Oh,
had
but
to
you
get all
still
of it.
need, wait, what?
No, what I'm saying is like the people who built our house when they rehabbed it, they didn't do ventilation, like they didn't do it for, they didn't put it up to the chimney.
Correct.
Yeah,
Correct.
for
Yes,
any of it though.
that's a
Yeah,
common
fucking
like sideway bullshit thing
love
to
that.
do. So,
So
but
great.
that's why it was so expensive because you were having multiple done. So that
Yes.
makes so much more sense because when I was telling someone how much you told me, they're like, "What?"
Yes, we had to get like a lot, like well, not a lot, but like three separate systems. So that's probably
Yeah,
why.
well, that's three separate holes in your roof though. So that's
Yes.
why.
But let me know how yours goes. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, assuming
Congrats.
he can do it. I mean, he did
I think he
say
should be able
he
to.
said send me pictures and, you know, tell me what it is, and he said they were straightforward. So, yeah.
I'm excited. I can't remember what we were talking about. Okay, yeah. So The Woman in the Window would recommend you should watch it. It's on Netflix. It's good. Yeah, I don't think it was too scary, so I think it was fine. It was like a little thriller, so I watched that. That was
Okay.
good. What else have I been watching? Did I
Well, we haven't talked about Mayor of Easttown. We could probably spend the whole time talking about that last episode, but
know.
yeah, it's so I was so upset about it. I was like, I can't believe they did that because that's actually realistic for what might happen, but there are other parts of the show that aren't. And it's like the one thing that I wouldn't want to be realistic is what they did, because yeah. it's so devastating to me. But it kind of makes sense if you think about the foreshadowing leading up around the character, yeah. but I'm still like so annoyed about it. But I still love the show. I think it's an amazing show. And did you see the spoof of it on SNL?
No, you know, I'm not good at watching SNL.
Oh, you should watch it. It's funny. It's like, here's another, you know, like, you know, murder show about someone who's falling apart and everybody knows each other and they murder and they're like eating food. And it's like, we put it in a really nondescript town, so you can't tell that the actor is British. It's really yes. funny.
I mean, that's very accurate about what's happening in the show, but also it is another detective show. It does have a lot of the familiar tropes, but it is very good. Like, I can't
and
really
it's
explain.
Also different though. I yeah, would say I get how it's similar, but it's also really different. So, and I'm also really excited. In Treatment starts this Sunday.
I have never seen that show, but I noticed that you and Heidi were talking about it. I haven't seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer I sent you?
Yes. I have never watched the first one though.
And I'm so excited. It's a black therapist. So I don't know any like TV show or movie where a therapist has been portrayed who's black. Do you?
What's the network? No, I don't. What's the network for this one again?
HBO.
Yeah, okay.
And
I'll
it's just
it.
Such a good show. The original is a really good show, but I'm just excited. I'm excited she's black. I'm excited to like, it seems like even the other cast members are more diverse. Like she sees one person through telehealth, which I think is so timely and great. Mm-hmm. And the person she sees for telehealth, actually, he is the star in The Heights, the movie. And he also was one of the main.
He's in Hamilton.
Exactly. Yeah. He was on the original Hamilton cast. So, and he's like the telehealth person. Telehealth client. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be good. And I like that it's set in LA. It's different because the last one was set in New York.
I love that. I'm excited. I will try it. And I've watched Couples Therapy. I have not seen the new season because I don't have Showtime, but I will watch it.
If you like Couples Therapy, you might like this, but this is dramatized.
That's fine.
So it's a little bit different.
I mean, I feel like Couples Therapy is like awful. Like I'm just like this every time I watch it.
Really?
I'm getting so much anxiety.
That's so funny. I when I closed, my attorney was talking about it because I told him about the movie In Treatment or the show. And he was like, oh, is that like Couples Therapy? And I said, oh, yeah. I said, I think that's actually real, though. This is dramatized, but I haven't seen it because it's on Showtime. And it's so funny being a therapist. I asked him, I said, are like all the couples doomed? And he's like, oh, no, actually, like, it seems like really like pretty good. Like they're doing well. I was like, oh,
well, in the
I was
first
like,
season,
well,
it did
I
not
was,
seem like that. Like I in was the first like, season, I was like, these people are
really?
All going to get a divorce. Like if I'm remembering it correctly, there was one
couple.
You know,
couple it
might be like,
partly your perspective. I mean, he seemed like he was kind of young.
Oh, okay. I was just like, this all seems
bad. But you know
bad.
What? I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I don't know how old he is, but.
He was hopeful.
Yeah, he seemed like nice. He seemed like nice. So maybe he was seeing it because it was so funny because I was just like, yeah, I was like, couples therapy is hard. Like, I don't know why, like, you know, individual therapy has come such a long way with it being stigmatized, but couples therapy is still pretty stigmatized and people often go too late and it's just like a mess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every time somebody says they're like, I was reading something and people are like, oh, we're going to couples therapy. Like, I hope that we work out. And I'm just like, I mean, it doesn't, some people, I don't know. I think every couple should
be required in order to get a marriage license to go to couples therapy, to go to, what do they call it when you go before you get married? Should go for premarital counseling. Yeah. And really it should be for anyone who's moving in, but you can't really require, you know, there's no obviously license for that, but I really do feel strongly about that.
I just wish more people would be like, cool. Like, well, but you know what? Everybody doesn't want to do therapy. Like some people just don't want to. Like it's
yeah,
like for me.
The problem though to me about that is like, then what does that say? Like if you're not willing to go, then, you know, are you in a healthy place? I mean, I hate to say that. And of course I'm a therapist, so I'm really biased about it.
I think some people just think.
But to me, that seems like an avoidant thing.
I feel like, so I've heard from like a friend, not like a, so like one of somebody, like a mutual friend's partner was saying they wouldn't want to go to therapy because they were just like, I don't feel like that person, the other partner, is like invested enough. And I feel like,
well, that's different. Okay. Yeah. That I do understand. I think I'm thinking more about if they won't go to individual therapy, but no, that's true. Like if, and maybe, I think people, when they have a bad experience, then that can really turn them off. And I mm-hmm. always try to say like, well, you should try something new. However, you're right, with couples therapy, it does take both people to make it work. And so if there is someone who really feels like it's not going to work, and even if they've tried it before, I get the hesitation. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, my suggestion there is, well, try it. And if it doesn't mm-hmm. work, maybe that tells you that mm-hmm. it's not going to work out. And
I
maybe
agree.
That you need to leave, you know, yeah. you need to end the relationship,
like-
but.
Mike and I have been in couples counseling for probably like 18, 19, 20, like for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we went from seeing her like twice a week to once a week to
wow,
every other
week.
Wow,
couples therapy twice a week.
Yeah, like twice a week, and then like once a week and then every other week. And mm-hmm. then now we just see her once a month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't have anything to talk to her about, but like, it's nice to have it. So if you do have something, like, it doesn't have to, like, you can get through your problems faster. Like, I don't know. I think that like, I like having a therapist mm-hmm. that knows our relationship, because it's kind of like an insurance policy, which I feel like is a horrible way to think of it. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, well, sometimes I don't feel like I need to use this, but there are times where I'm like, I feel like I need to use this. And I like the fact that I don't have to start over, like that she like knows us and like she knows our history. And like, that's really nice for me. But you know, there are some months where we're just like, well, everything's been fine. It's like nothing to really talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens.
Yeah, she usually finds something for us to talk about, though, which is nice. But like, sometimes we're just like, before therapy, we're like, so what are we going to talk about today? We don't know. Okay, great. Let's see what happens. But I don't know. I am a huge, obviously, like as most people will say, a huge proponent of therapy. I just think it really helps. But I also get that like some people are like, I don't, you know, want to do that. And I think that's fine, too. Mm-hmm. It's just not necessarily like, I know for me, like, I don't think that I could be in a relationship and not be in therapy.
No, I agree. That's something I really struggle with, which is really hard if you want to be in a heterosexual relationship, mm-hmm. because men, you know, are just not as apt to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like
I even feel like I'm at the point where if you haven't already gone to therapy, I'm kind of iffy even there.
Like, where are you?
Which is really hard to find in a guy, I'll be honest. Like, so few men go to therapy on their own. And mm-hmm. maybe, you know, I shouldn't say that, because I think that's not exactly true. It's just been my experience. But so maybe just as the men I've come across, because there are men that go to therapy, but I still think a larger majority of women go than men.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I bet non-binary folks too.
I think so too.
Way ahead of specifically white men.
Well, I think it's because
men of color might even have a harder time because of the cultural stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It would be nice to see if there's like some current actual research on that, actual statistics. I'd be curious.
Yeah, I feel like, I think that a lot of the times people don't think they should go to therapy unless something really horrible happens.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because it should be looked at as preventative, not as a fixer.
Exactly. So anyway, that was good. We talked about the shows. Anything else you're watching that is good or that you would like to talk about?
No, not really. Not that we haven't really talked about before. No.
Yeah.
No. So let's get into the question.
Anything else? I don't think I am either. I think I'm like pretty much watching The Mayor of Easttown, watching whatever I just said, The Girl in the Window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Netflix has been taking up my life, but I've also been really busy. So I haven't been able to watch as much TV. It's not good. I need more TV time. So I'm going to really try to work on it.
Well, I feel like you should cancel the get together I can't come to and schedule it for another time so I can come.
It was so interesting.
I really struggled with that when I couldn't go. So for people who are listening, Iris invited me along with some other people, and I'm going to be out of town that weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, FOMO is coming back.
Well, that's
and like I didn't have to deal with FOMO during the pandemic. It was so beautiful. This is one of the wonderful things being an introvert about the pandemic is like, you don't have to feel bad. And so, although it's not necessarily just being introverted, I think some of it is my own insecurities, because this isn't because I don't want to go, it's because I can't go.
Right.
But it was just so interesting because it was such a familiar feeling that I haven't felt in a long time.
I mean, I think that that is like the feeling of like, wow, people are doing things again, but like, it's just in the backyard. So you can always come back. You can always come to the backyard, or we can even go to yours.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You guys should come over sometime.
Yes, I will totally come. I feel like everybody is apt in wanting to do stuff now.
Yeah, and I know. And it's so true, because like, it's so not fair of me to say, well, you should reschedule this. I really should invite you over, or people. I'm just not good at doing group stuff. You know that. So like, I'm happy to go to group stuff mm-hmm. that someone else coordinates, but I am not good at setting up group stuff.
It's okay to not be, like, as long as you're just like, you know, aware of it. Like, some people are
good.
And like, I only like to invite, like, I learn who I want to invite over and who I don't.
Some people so funny, because I was curious about that. Like, I was like, oh yeah, she's picking certain people. And I was curious about your, like, how you came up.
It was like the low stress crew. I was like, I love being a part of the low stress crew.
Like,
I don't want to be stressed. I just want people to come over and like, just do. Cause like some people are just like easy. Like, Jen is always just like, yes, I'll come over. And what can I bring? And I'm like, thank you. Like, she's just like, very
And she's so adaptable, on who's there, because she's much more of an absorber. Like, she probably is.
She's probably a reflector.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I forget the name, but when people
come over, I'm going to do human design on them. I'm going to be like, I'm going to bring on my laptop and figure out everybody's design. Cause I'm just curious, because I could see.
Well, you have to know.
Inquiring
minds want to know.
I could see Laurel being a manifester. I'm curious. Like, she's also.
And you're a manifester, or I'm a manifester?
I'm a manifester. You're a generator.
Okay.
Which is like, but you're a manifesting generator, if I'm remembering it correctly.
Oh gosh, I don't remember.
Well, you have it in your inbox. You can come back to it.
Okay, this is true. I could.
Because, like, I feel like that, like, coupled with my, like, Enneagram, I'm just like, don't even try to tell me who I am, because I've already taken a test and I know exactly who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm an Enneagram 6 manifester. Don't try to tell me anything different. Now I know. Thank you, science, I guess. But it does make a lot of sense when you get to figure those things out. It's nice to be like, oh, I think this is like why I feel like I feel, and this is normal. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the question.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited.
I have a friend who I met on only a couple of years ago, who I became close with fairly quickly. We hung out very often, and she considered me her best friend, though I did not feel the same way. Over time, I started to notice her belittling and poking fun at me in a joking kind of way, but nonetheless, they were still put downs. She also cussed a lot, complained a lot, and talked about herself 90% of the time. It became very draining hanging out with her, and the pandemic allowed me to naturally distance myself from her. I've been doing a lot better since letting that friendship fade, and have surrounded myself with a few good close friends. However, she recently reached out to me, and because we are connected on social media still, I agreed to hang out with her. I'm conflicted because on one hand, she is fun. She's a fun person to be around. She's genuinely kind and started going to therapy during the pandemic. On the other hand, she can be very clingy, very fast, the type of person to respond to my one sentence message with 10 messages. And I'm fine hanging out once in a while, but I am worried she won't give me space. Should I even reconnect with her? Do I tell her straight up I don't want to be friends with her? Or do I hang out with her and see how it goes and go from there?
Gosh.
So, okay. So the reason I read this, so like, I like randomly found this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. I almost messaged this person because I thought I knew them. Like, I thought that this was like, this really stuck out to me because I thought it was somebody who I knew talking about somebody else who I knew. I literally was like, wait, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, this is like way too familiar. Like, and so that just shows, and I didn't message them and I don't think I know them, but mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I do, who knows? But
I know her friend, I feel like I had a friend just like this who I distanced myself from, actually.
I feel like it's a common
this is one of the people I kind of just stopped talking to, and she tried to reach out to me early in the pandemic. Like, she could tell because I really just was kind of ignoring her because I didn't know what to say to her, and she can't take any kind of feedback. I've tried to give her feedback, so it doesn't even make sense for me to say, look, like, I need space, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was just hoping to sort of naturally distance myself, but kind of knew that wasn't going to happen. But yeah, early on, she's like, hey, what's up? Like, I was going to call you, but I don't know. You haven't been. And I just was like, hey, I need space. And if you're not okay with that, I understand. She's just like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know what happened, but okay. Like, and we haven't talked since, and I feel bad, but I really honestly don't know what to say because she's not going to hear it. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't want to get any comments back because she can be really critical and hurtful. And I don't want to get, I don't want it. I just don't want any energy to go there.
Yeah. So would you say, like, so their question was,
what should I do? I'm very, because I feel like I know this person, I'm going to, mm-hmm. I have a real pointed opinion, which I don't always, but I think that you really need to pay attention to what you're feeling, which is that this person time and time again crosses boundaries, and you have tried to set them and they continue to cross them, and they will always do that, most likely. Now maybe this person could try to be more direct and try to build up, like, what I do with clients is I'll build up boundaries. So, like, I had one client, for example, who, you know, with someone at first it was like, oh, this really hurt that you said this. And then when that didn't work, stop, you know, we disagree on this. You need to stop. And then finally the boundary was, if you don't stop talking about this, I'm going to leave. And my client actually had to leave. And that actually worked. That and this was with a family member, so that's partly why it probably worked. If it was a friend, maybe it would have ended differently. But that finally worked. So sometimes you can ramp up the boundary. So, but I really, really encourage this person to really trust that if you're concerned, there's a reason why. You can find other fun friends, other genuine people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not totally fun and totally genuine if they're crossing your boundaries. They're just not.
I agree. So I read this question and I was like, oh my goodness, I feel like I kind of can understand both of them because mm-hmm. I know. So she's like, it's like kind of makes me sad for this other person too, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm so empathetic because they're trying so hard, right?
Well, they're probably, like, really insecure or something.
Well, and it's like they thought they were your best friend, but they weren't. Like,
yeah, sorry.
Oh no, I'm just saying, like, that made me feel like really, really bad for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, like, I'm reading through this again, and I'm just like not seeing that this other friend ever told her that she had an issue. And, like, I feel like we've talked about this a couple times on the podcast, and, like, you're not obligated to anyone ever. You don't have to be friends with them. But I kind of feel like if you do decide to talk to her, like, if you're like, okay, like, we're gonna try, I feel like it would be cool to be, like, upfront with her and say, like, mm-hmm. listen, I distance myself from you because you were poking fun at me. You, like, kind of can be aggressive a little bit, like, because mm-hmm. of the cussing and stuff. And, like, I feel like I'm not able to have any space from you. Like, I don't wanna, like, you to text you something and then you text me back, like, you know, like 10 things, or like mm-hmm. for you to want to hang out all the time. Like, I just don't feel like I'm capable or want to have that friendship with anyone or, like, with you right now. And, like, I just don't feel like we're on the same page. Like, I'm happy for us to, like, hang out, see each other occasionally, because I do think, like you said, I think you're a really nice person, you're really fun to hang out with, but I just feel like what you were looking for, the friendship was, like, a little bit too much for me. And, you know,
yeah, you're right. This person, and this is something I'm starting to realize, because I sometimes will, instead of being direct, I will just do other kinds of boundaries. Like, I will naturally distance myself, or I will, oh, they don't want to do equal work, okay, then I'm just not going to respond as much. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Or something like that.
But I think that's okay too.
But I think with this person, it's not. They're not getting it. So you either, you really do. I do think sometimes you do need to be direct. And if you can't do that, then it's not worth spending time with them.
That's what I would say. It's like, either you should choose to like not be friends with her, or you should choose to be honest with her. Like, I think it needs to be one or the other.
Some people really need that. And some people actually respond really mm-hmm. well. And I do feel like I tried to do that with this friend that I mentioned that I then distanced myself. But I probably didn't do it early enough. Sure. I mean, we had years and years. But I don't know. It's so interesting because she is so great and we can have fun. However, she just really can make it all about her. And mm-hmm. again, I think it's insecurity, but it's just like, it's just too much.
And I think that, like, for me, I feel like if you try to tell people things, like if mm-hmm. you're like, I'm telling you, you are talking about yourself too much, or like you never plan anything.
That I said that to her, but there was one time when I was like, look, I'm trying to tell you how I feel mm-hmm. and you're just arguing me and you're not trying to even understand where I'm coming from. And she couldn't get it. And I was just like, okay, well, you can't take any feedback.
Exactly.
Then.
Like, this is me trying to tell you. And so, like, that's what I think for this person is it sounds like she's like, it was exhausted with her. Mm-hmm. And like the pandemic happened and she's like, oh God, like, thank you. Like, this is a horrible thing, but oh, thank God. I don't have to hang out with this girl anymore. And it sounds like the girl kind of like some part of her, right, must have realized something was going on with her because she started therapy during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So, like, something in that other friend, the one who got kind of distanced from, she must have known she was having some unhealthy habits, or like she was in a place that wasn't feeling good to her because she obviously started doing therapy. So like mm-hmm. something, she must be somewhat aware, right, of like what's going on with her. So if this person does want to be friends with her, like if you do value those good sides of this person, maybe it's a great time to be honest with them because they're in therapy already. They might be a lot more receptive to hearing these things because hopefully they're in a healthier space. So saying like, hey, yeah, like I did distance myself from you during the pandemic. Because I had already been feeling all of these things and I thought, you know, it was a good time for me to get some space about how I felt and just be honest with them. And I also think it's up to, cause like another part of me is like, you know, maybe it would also to me, like, I don't think these are two like good people or two bad people. I think these are just two people. I think it would be okay for the other friend, the one who was cussing a lot, like talking about themselves a lot, mm-hmm. like whatever that the other person had to distance himself from. On the other hand, she thought that you were like her best friend. I didn't hear that you ever said that I'm not your best friend, which I feel like, okay, like probably could have been a little bit more clear about that. Like,
yeah, right. No, I agree. I think it is on this person a little bit to be more honest. And to me, that is one of the red flags I notice is like, okay, so why don't you consider this person a best friend, but this other one does? Also, the relationship started really quickly. Again, this all sounds like mm-hmm. insecurity, right? Like, I need you. Get back to me. We need to be closer. And I used to do this stuff when I was younger. I think mm-hmm. I've mentioned this on the podcast before, that I was really desperate and I would come off really strong. And it was just because I really just had issues around being liked and my self-worth. And so I thought I had to go above and beyond just to retain someone. I think I was so worried about losing them all the time.
You just needed to have that. And I totally think that that's what's happening with this person.
Yeah.
The one who's like latching on so hard. But I also,
the problem is that when you make boundaries with someone like this, they might interpret that in a really negative way. Right. Because they may interpret it as a threat, like, oh, you don't like me. And it's not that. It's like, no, I like you. That's why I'm trying to set a boundary with mm-hmm. you, because I want to be in your life. But it's so hard to explain that to someone who is really dysregulated.
Yes. And I also just feel like, you know, is it okay to set those boundaries with this person and for them to say, and like now that they've reached out to you and you're going to talk again, maybe, and you can just be like, okay, these are my boundaries. And if the person's like, listen, those don't work for me, I'm willing to be open-minded to the fact that like, it's okay for this other person to not necessarily want to have like an instant best friend, but it's okay for them to feel like closely connected to someone. It's okay that mm-hmm. like, I mean, I do this to you. I do this to lots of people. Like, you could send me a question and be like, how are you? And then I'm like, well, I went to the store today, and then I did this, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then I did this, and then I did that. And I'm just like, yeah, like sometimes I just fucking talk a lot. I might send you 10 text messages. And like,
yeah, I do that too. Some people are like, why do you send like more than one text message when you're talking at one time? I'm like, because there are different things I'm talking
like,
about.
Tell me different things. And like, that's my point is like, yes, like this is our, this is the list, the question, but I'm also thinking about this other person and being like, but maybe it's also like, okay, especially now that they're in therapy, like they're getting their help. They obviously realized there was something unhealthy here, but like, it is okay for that person to want to have a close friend. It is okay for them to be somebody who texts a lot. Like, that's okay. And like, maybe it's just not a friendship for you. And that like, we are not all meant for everyone. Like some of us are not, you know, it might just be not a good match. I don't want to like think that this other person, because I'm also just like, you know, like, what were you doing during this whole time? Like, how did you guys get so close? Were you in a space in your life where you needed, because I've had these girls before.
That's kind of why I'm
a little like on the fence about this person too, because like I've had the girl who's gone through a recent breakup and she's just like wants to be your Insta bestie, but then when shit gets normal for her, she's like, well, I don't really need you anymore, and she does this, and I'm like, I'm kind of like, well, like this seems really one-sided, and like it sounds like you didn't really communicate with her. You're like, well, I know, like now I don't need her anymore because like I've got some new like better and I'm just kind of like, well, that seems a little shitty. So I'm kind of curious, I want to hear from other friends, like what's your story, because like this all seems, being a woman and being involved in several female friendships through my life, I'm like, this is done, this is not all adding up. Like I have questions, but with the information, limited info that I have, what I will say is like, maybe neither one of these people are bad people, but person A needs to be more honest and person B needs to listen. If they can't do those things, they are not meant to be friends. And that doesn't mean that they are horrible and can't be friends with other people who might be totally okay with them, but they're not good friends for each other. And so what I would say is, person A who wrote this question, if you are going to consider like being back involved in this person's life, in order for you to get the treatment that you want, you need to tell that person, because they can't read your mind, and like they have no idea why you stopped talking to them. They just know that you probably can tell that you did. And so and I'm sure the conversation when you guys hang out is like, hey, like we haven't hung out in a while, probably from person B. It's a good opportunity for person A to say, yeah, because you were cursing a lot and making me uncomfortable, and like I just needed to have more boundaries, and like I really like you as a person, And I want to be friends, but like I need these things like in order to feel good about our friendship. And if that person can't deal with that, then you guys aren't meant to be friends. And I don't think that makes either one of you bad. It just makes both of you people.
Yeah.
True. So hopefully you guys will figure it out. I mean, everybody's not meant to be friends. I almost don't want them to be friends. I'm okay with it. Because I just am like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how old they are. Let me go back and reflect and see if I can figure it out. Because
I don't think it just says.
No, it doesn't. Okay, because I'm just like, that's annoying to me. Like, I hate that whole thing. Like, I feel like I've been both friends. Well, I probably haven't been the one who texts a lot. Because, like, if you start seeming like you don't like me, I immediately back off of you. So I've, like.
Yeah, that's what I do now, too. I used to try and, you know, try to keep you. But I think now I'm much better at backing off.
I just am like, well, if you don't like me,
especially
like me,
in relation, like dating wise, oof, I was so bad at that.
Well, I feel like you are very self-aware. So I think that I didn't know you before. So all I can say is like now,
I think I've even struggled with dating with that now, but.
Well, I think it's now because you're just like, now you know too much. You're like, now, like, it's like probably an overload of info. You're like, wait, like
that confuses me. Like, am I just therapizing it or whatever? True. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know.
It's so hard. Like, it's like you go from being like, oh man, I'm not aware of these things, to then being like very aware. So then you hear like probably both sides of everything inside of your head, which is basically what I just did with this friendship question, where I was like, well, it could be this, but it could also be this. And, you know, whatever, just blow it up. Don't be friends anymore. Which, you know, or talk about it. But like, don't be afraid to not be friends anymore. It's okay to not do that. Every friendship is not meant to be.
This is true. Very true.
Okay, those are all of my thoughts. Any thoughts from you?
No, I think that's good.
Okay, well, this was fun. Yeah. I will look forward to talking to you soon. Hopefully, yes, seeing your play soon.
Yes.
I'm so excited to see it. And,
yeah,
like,
I'm excited have for you to see it too.
Fellow suburbanite friend. Suburbanites unite.
I still don't think I realize that that's true, but that is true. Well,
yeah, I mean, and if you don't want to go to the city all the time, which, like, I literally just am like, oh god, like, I don't feel like going, because, you know, I don't drive either, so I'm just like, do I have to go, like, every time? Like, I don't want to go so much so often, so it's nice.
Well,
but
I can
some...
be your driver.
Yeah, you don't need to be, though. It's nice to be like, hey, I'll let's meet in a place. Yeah, that's like,
well,
let's hang out,
I'm
in
so
Morton
close
Grove.
To your
let's
favorite
hang out in
place,
Niles.
So.
Yes, you know it. So I'm like, let's just hang out close by, and then it's fine. We don't have to go to the city. We can just
true.
Hang out
very true.
A couple of miles from our house and be totally fine with it.
Yes, I'm totally okay with that.
I love it. And we can hang out in yards. We have yards. You have a yard?
Yes.
I have a yard.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Okay.
It is wonderful.
It was good talking to you. We
yes.
both have antisocial dogs, so they won't be hanging out, but it's going to be wonderful otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to eventually set her up in the basement so that maybe people can bring their animals over
don't
if they want.
Don't worry about Katie. Katie hates people. She loves other dogs, though. They have, like, the opposite problems. Like, Katie hates people. Maya is, like, suspicious of other dogs.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, Katie would probably think Maya was wonderful. Maya would think that Katie was incredibly annoying, because she is.
Oh, yeah. No, she hates especially female dogs. So,
oh, yeah.
No,
and Katie's like,
happening.
She's like a sniff, sniff, sniff. Can we hang out?
No.
Let's chill.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like, it's just not a
nope.
match.
Maya's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yes. And Katie's like, but let's be friends. And she doesn't.
Maya's like,
friends.
Yeah, we can be friends
from
in different
distance.
Houses. Yeah, from a distance. She just really, she's fine with distance. But yeah, she just.
Yeah. Katie is like,
I mean, even with, do you know that she met Lily? And she just, even with Lily, was like kind of lunging at her. I mean, it wasn't horrible,
no.
but it wasn't great.
Because Lily's got low energy. Like, Katie
well,
is.
Yeah. And whenever Lily showed any interest in Maya or got too close, Maya's like, nope.
Nope. Don't do
get
it.
Get away.
Yeah. Katie has high interest. But, like, do you know to this day, you and Jen are the only two people who have ever come over that she has not, like, tried to kill?
I'm glad she likes me. I didn't know that she did. I didn't know that was true.
Yeah, she let you rub her belly and everything. No, like other
I didn't
people,
remember
yeah,
that.
You and Jen were like the only two people who have come over.
Well,
and she was like cool with you. And you both have dogs. So like, I'm not sure. Like
Jen has a dog? I didn't know
Jen
that.
Jen has a golden named Arthur.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Have you seen her yet?
Oh, no, we're talking about Jen with two N's.
Oh, Jen with two N's.
Jen, the other Jen who just moved here from Denver, who, no, I have not seen yet because she is still unpacking up her stuff, but her birthday's coming up, so I will see her soon.
Okay.
She has cats. She's three cats. She's a cat named Iris, and then she's two little kitties. So they're not, like, super little anymore. They're kind of older. But anyway, like, this is, like, a long tangent of why our dogs can't hang out. Anyway, I forgot we were even still talking on this podcast. Bye, guys. Have a good time.